This video is sponsored by viewers like you. If you enjoy this content, please consider subscribing at bentibbetts.net. Thanks very much for your support.
Hey, my name is Ben Tibbetts, and I'm a pianist and composer based in Austin, Texas. And this video is just an update on the stuff I've been up to lately and a little bit about my personal life. March was a busy month for me because in addition to doing the stuff I've been up to professionally, I had a big personal shift because I moved into a new apartment. This was overdue probably because I needed to find a place to live that was a little cheaper than where I was living, frankly. And I was happy to find a place with some decent, very nice roommates, and also living a little closer to downtown, which was nice. In addition to moving, I've been busier than usual lately with composing new music and with finding opportunities to promote my music. I wrote some video game music, and that's available on my site. I'll put it on the screen here if you're interested. And I've been doing a lot of writing lately in that vein. I participated in Ludum Dare 50. Ludum Dare is a game jam. And for those of you who don't know, a game jam is an event where programmers all around the world come together to compete and have fun by producing a video game in like a weekend, some really short amount of time. And in order to do this, they put together teams, artists, composers, whatever, sound designers. And I participated on a team for the Ludum Dare 50. But I think the biggest news for me compositionally was actually that I got to premiere a really big piece recently. And that was the flute sonata that I wrote for flutist Samantha Leverell up in Massachusetts. So here's the story with that. Back in 2020, Sam commissioned me to write a big flute sonata for her graduate recital, the recital that she would have to give at the end of getting her master's from UMass Amherst. And so she commissioned me to write this piece, and I worked on it in the beginning of 2020, and I continued to work on it as the pandemic hit from my home. And so this has been a long work in progress. She's worked on it for a while. I worked on it for a while, obviously. And I recently flew up to Massachusetts to premiere it with her at her recital. And I really can't convey how special this was for me, because not only was this my piece, I was playing in it, I was collaborating on it with a person who has now become a friend, and I premiered it on April 10th, which happens to be my birthday, so it was like kind of a birthday present to myself in some ways, and it went very well. And that recording is, I think it'll be online by the time I post this video. That was just a huge deal for me. And I'm still, having just come back to Texas, having just flown back 2 days ago, I'm still kind of riding the high of that experience. The flute sonata is on my site. I'm going to be putting the score under the supporter page. So if you are a subscriber, you can see the score. And the recording, the live performance recording, is available, like I say, probably on YouTube and on my website as well. And I'm going to put a full list after this video of the stuff that's new on the website, because I'm sure I'm forgetting some things. But overall, things are going really well. I'm making a lot of music with a lot of really cool people. And I'm just filled with gratitude, really, to be doing, it sounds cheesy, to be doing what I love. You know, there's really no other way to put it. I feel like I've hit a good balance right now with the different kinds of musical activities I'm doing, the kind of creative stuff I'm doing. And I just feel really happy that I'm getting a chance to do these things and that I'm having the productive work relationships that I have. It's very cool. All right, to be continued. See you next month. Thank you.